was young, not dumb, just wishing to be blinded by you, brand new. We were pilgrims on our way.
Good evening and welcome to the show. Johnny Rags and Ken McDonald, my ever-capable co-host. And we got our dynamite engineer there, Artie.
Who patiently
say good morning, Art.
This evening.
Yeah, we had a little rain delay, but the tarp is off the field and we're ready to go.
Yeah, that's well put, John. Thank you.
Like you. That?
I do like that. You know, it is baseball season and people can really identify with that.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And City of Angels has an awesome baseball team.
Awesome,
by the
absolutely,
way.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm wondering how they did in the playoff.
I'm not
sure. Did they have a couple of games to win?
We won yesterday.
Yeah, nice.
Very nice.
9-7.
Beautiful.
Good. I'm glad I have a memory.
Go Angels.
That's right. Let's go. Hello.
To listen live, www.coaradio.com.
Or call in if you want help or need help or if you have a question. You know, I mean, I know it's tough. I get it.
10 digits.
10 digits. Tough thing to do. You know, you never know when the phone call can save your life. What's that number, Johnny?
609-241-7103.
That's it.
Call in live.
Don't file.
That's right.
You know. No time like the present. Right, Art?
That's right.
All right.
My man.
It's good to be sitting here, John. I was, you know, little
it certainly
baby,
is.
You know, we left it plenty of time, stopped and got a few, you know, iced teas and waters and Charles,
coffee.
You know, Charles was feeling a little sleepy, so.
A little bit of coffee.
Yeah, so.
Here we are.
Life shows up. Sometimes there's a delay. But we did call. We did the right thing.
That's right. And we're
glad
you can join us. City of Angels, great organization. Great stuff going on here. Family sessions. Certified Recovery Specialist Training. And if you want to find out more about what we do here, you can go to www.cityofangelsnj.org.
That's right. So, what's up, Charles, man? How are you?
I'd like to welcome our guest, Charles, to the show tonight.
It's
fresh in
here.
From Costa Mesa, California.
Costa Mesa?
California
however
in the house.
That.
Good to be here.
Nice.
Welcome.
Nice.
Welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah. Come a long way to carry the message.
Anytime you can carry the message to the suffering addict is a good day.
I agree. I like that.
I love that.
It's not like California's around the corner either.
No.
You know
it took them a couple minutes to get there.
I think a minute or so.
Yeah, at least.
What'd you do, take the red eye?
Took the red eye out of Las Vegas yesterday. Drove 4 hours to get to Vegas and then 4 hours, 7 minute flight to Philly.
And all that to get here to be on the show.
That's right.
How about that?
Nice. Nice. Then we almost didn't make it. Wow.
Well, we won't have to talk about that story unless
good.
You want to.
Well, you know, I mean, it's, you know, life shows up sometimes, and it was a little
hairy.
Yeah, or let me say nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it was.
But I'll tell you what, I found myself saying a few prayers in the front seat of that car with my seatbelt on.
Prayers are always good.
You know, because I really didn't know. You know what I mean? I didn't know. I was asked a lot of questions, told truthful answers, and they said, if it's me, I'll get something in the mail. So I'm like, all right, well, you know what? We had a message to carry, and we like to be on time when we do this.
That's right.
But thank you very much. I guess I'll check my mailbox.
Guess what? The rain delay story worked fine, but...
I think at this point you need to go ahead and tell the real story.
No, I wanted to, I wanted to hear about Charles, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he did come a long way to participate with us, Johnny. And,
yes, he did.
You know, I'm sure he's got a lot to talk about. So, I mean, bring it, bro. No time like the present, I'm thinking.
I hear you.
The time is now.
Ask away. We'd like the callers to call and ask some questions. But otherwise, you know, any day in recovery is a good day. It's a good life when you're living clean. California was a blast. 42 days out there. Met some really good people. Worked really hard at staying clean and starting a new way to live. And here I am.
Nice. So 42 days, what does that mean?
Well, actually, you know, for me, it's just a day at a time. The really 42 days is not what I look at. It's the 24 hours. Anytime I can live 24 hours clean is a good day.
Okay. That's good. But you were out in a rehab for 42 days or?
42 days out in a rehab in Costa Mesa, California. The facility's called Insight. Great people out there.
Good, good. So that was sort of like the beginning for you.
It was.
A day at a time, just for today. It's all a new beginning. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So tell us about yourself, Charles.
What do you want to know, Johnny?
Anything you want to tell us.
Let's see.
Just for keep in mind, our listeners want to know.
They want to know.
Oh, they want to know.
Yeah. You know, this is third time in recovery. I had a two relapses in the past about 90 days or so. And prior to that, we were able to put 9.5 years of sobriety together. Thought I knew everything, obviously, towards the end. Stopped talking to my sponsor, stopped going to meetings. It was just a matter of time before I just put the drug in my system. But the relapse started way before the drug went in the body. And that would be my word of advice to anybody that's listening is don't stop plugging in, being involved, talk to your sponsor, go to meetings, help the other addict out. Just keep coming.
Yeah, so even though you spent some years clean and you kind of saw where you decided that you could do it by yourself,
absolutely.
And that was sort of a way that you set yourself up.
That's exactly what it was, yeah.
This the disease to infiltrate its way in and you know, it's funny. Like, well, it's not funny. The disease actually can get us either way when we're not doing the right thing or when we're even doing the right thing. You know, it just has a way of convincing us of things that aren't true.
Absolutely. You know,
And actually, I had experienced that too, where, you know, life on the outside is good and, you know, different successes and, you know, family's tight, my mom's happy. You know, and I can sit on the couch and miss a meeting. And, you know, let me tell you something. You miss one day, you miss 2 days. Before you know it, it's 2 months and it could be a year. And then you're like, wow, you know, whatever happened to those meetings I used to go to?
Yeah, Ken, that's a good point you make. You know, for me especially, when I start to isolate, it's a downhill spiral. When I start to isolate, the next thought that comes to mind is, you know, I start getting that obsessive behavior, and then I start wondering about the drug and how I can start feeling better about myself. Like you said, sitting on the couch is a recipe for disaster. It's what takes me out all the time.
Yeah, inactivity. I mean, you stop doing what you do, and that's what happens.
Yeah, well, that's a big thing. I mean, it, you know, and one of the reasons I go to meetings today myself is because I'm in position to help people if I'm in a meeting place, you know. But in addition to that, I'm constantly reminded about who I am and what I'm capable of doing or becoming. You know, I can become that addict without a program.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm not involved in the program.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's pretty sick. You know, because I can remember, you know, I was the family man, the business, successful. And you know what? I thought that if this disease ever creeped up, I could handle it. And then I thought that it was okay for me to have a drink on a weekend. Because I hadn't done that for 25 years. You know what I mean? And it was so wrong. So, you know, your story resembles a lot of my story. Wouldn't you say, John?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's similarities in all of us that come into the rooms or come into treatment. We all have a similar story, and it's just a matter of what we do with our stories to get better and how we can accept the help from the people who are experienced in the program. And, and that's what's fantastic about being a part of a fellowship is gaining the knowledge from a person that's been there and has experience in the rooms and is willing to take on sponsees and, you know, work on steps and continue to live, or at least start living, a life of recovery. And that's what we're all here for, is basically learn how to live a new life.
And that's exactly what it is, a new life, because I didn't know the way that we lived in here until I got here. I mean, I lived the way I live.
That's right.
Didn't wonder about it. Just thought it was normal.
Yeah.
It was normal for me.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, I remember going to a friend's house and, you know, having dinner over there or something. And I remember leaving the house that night saying to him, and the family was full of love. Like, they told each other they loved each other. It was calm. There was no screaming. They had manners. And I walked out and I said, "What's wrong with your family, bro?"
We're not used to seeing that.
It was this all dysfunction.
Yeah.
And of course, my family was dysfunctional because I was in it. Now, I don't blame my family of origin for my disease of addiction. I just, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, and some people believe one thing or another. I believe that I was born an addict, and I only say that because it makes sense. Like, I see how growing up, I had the disease of addiction, and it just progressed up into picking up.
And it was only a matter of time, that's right, until you
exactly.
put drug in your body.
Yep. So
yep.
I had all the, what do you call that, symptoms, I guess, of, you know, the disease of addiction. And
behaviors.
Never realized that until I got clean, you know. There was no such thing as taking a look at yourself or, you know. And I, the one big thing I didn't know about either was fear. I didn't know my life was run by fear. When I was screaming loud that I'll break your jaw for you, I was most afraid then. And you wouldn't think that, you know, but when I got to the rooms, it made sense. And what, my whole life started to make sense when they explained it to me, when I had a sponsor and he explained it to me. And it was, you know, a revelation of sorts, you know?
And I think that's what's important for listeners to take in and to hear what Johnny just talked about is living in that moment and not knowing where your next day is going to go. And not having to live in fear today and really working on yourself and getting to know who you are. And that's what you learn in the rooms, is you get to know who you are in the rooms. And, get to make, start understanding why we did the damage that we did in the past. And, you know, that's what really helps a recovering addict, is when you're able to understand why you lived in that moment.
Sure. And then we have a... There's a chapter in the basic text, chapter 10, it's called More Will Be Revealed. And that's what happens. More about our lives is revealed as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And my sponsor always says it, when he's addressing a newcomer, he'll tell them, "We know what you are. Let us know who you are."
And some people are still searching, trying to figure out.
They don't know. They're still having trouble accepting the fact that they have this disease, you know. And, you know, any other disease that's classified as a disease, if you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you you're a diabetic, the first thing you're going to ask, all right, what do I have to do? Well, you're going to take this medicine, you're going to eat right, you're going to exercise, and you'll be okay. You're not going to get rid of it, but you can live with it. You're not going to suffer from it. You can live with it. Same thing, but when it comes to the disease of addiction, there's that other element called denial. that tells us we're okay when we know we're not. We know that we're not okay. You know, and then I come into the rooms and I find out I like people telling me I'm okay. You know? I was antisocial before I got here. Didn't want to be around people. Didn't like them.
I think we can all relate to that.
So now you're asking me to come into a room full of people that I don't particularly like and get to know them and develop friendships and relationships. And the people are all nice. I mean...
Right, they are.
You know, it's not like... I just didn't like myself, so I couldn't project liking somebody else out because I didn't have it inside. So whatever I don't have inside, I can't give to anybody else. It's an internal thing. And when people start to understand that this disease is internal, you can't see it, but you can see the results of it. You know, why all the time when somebody sees a guy nodding his face off in a chair, they know what the problem is? But how about somebody's throwing chairs and cursing at a meeting? Do they say, wow, look at the disease of addiction affecting his life today? They don't say that. They say, oh, what an asshole. You know what I mean? They don't say that. Why? When it's another symptom of the disease, how it manifests in itself in our lives today. Mm-hmm. So if we go on that premise that, okay, I have the disease of addiction, affects every area of my life... Okay, then it's going to show up this way today. Right in the middle of a meeting.
Right.
And that all makes sense to me now. I didn't know any of that when I got here. I just shot a little bit too much dope. You know, that's why I forgot things, and that's why I couldn't keep an apartment, and that's why I didn't really have a job to keep. You know?
Getting pulled over by the police.
Oh, let's not go there, man.
I didn't say a word. It was our guest. How about that one, Art?
Right? Yeah, a little nervous
there. Yeah, I'm just sitting here, you know.
You're not on TV. They can't see me.
No, I know. It's
He's just, red. He's red over there.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know.
Talk about it, bro. Transparency.
Well, yeah. I mean, you guys were.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm very
yeah.
transparent. You know what I mean? I was kind of jogging my memory. But, you know, I was just thinking, like, you know, sometimes when life shows up, it deflates you a little bit. Because we're all pumped up in a car, plenty of time. You know, Charles is, you know, newly coming back. You know, so here we are once again trying to help a guy and
not
be there.
12 hours in Philadelphia, by the way, until that happens.
Yeah, and, you know, then he meets. Well, we did have lunch today, which was right.
Welcome to Jersey.
Which was a nice treat. You know?
Yeah, that was. That was a nice surprise.
You know, and I got to get home and get changed because it was pretty hot today.
We got to watch who won the Open. A little bit, anyway.
Watched the, well, you know, up to the playoff anyway. But, you know, then got my hair cut, picked you guys up, and then over here, you know, get stopped by the police because my taillight's out that I didn't know about. And I just got my car inspected 2 weeks ago. So I guess it happened within, because they check that in New Jersey. They run you through that thing, and they make sure, and I have commercial plates. Yeah, he was like, "Well, you know, you came
well,
up
you
in the
know,
computer. The old charges.
Marty knows the police.
Just like, you know, drug charges, Philadelphia,
NDIC or whatever that was.
Yeah, well, you know, it came up as like something was open, and I don't even know anything about it. You know, so, but it was the truth, and I told him the truth, and they said, "Look, you'll get something in the mail if it's you." So they're thinking, and they don't even know if it's me. You know, like I'll get something in the mail. Oh, okay. You know, thanks for wasting 45 minutes of my life and not knowing that...
You're probably going to get a bill.
And well, yeah, they said they're going to send that to the company.
Oh, they'll do that. Yes. And Ken was just talking about our rain delay that we had.
Yeah, that was the rain delay. But, you know, you just kind of get like, you know, maybe there are some things, maybe it happened for a reason, and that's what you said, John, you know, like if there's some stuff, because sometimes we've done things that we don't remember, you know, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I spent a lot of time nodding while I was
That's funny, me too.
Yeah, so, you know.
What do you mean by nodding?
Nodding, just falling asleep.
He doesn't know the concept.
What were you, a rock
I've never
star,
experienced
or?
That.
You never experienced
that? No, I've never nodded a day in my life.
What I tell you earlier today?
Total oblivion.
Honesty. Honesty.
Total oblivion, Charles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, inebriated myself.
But we'll see what happens. But, you know, this disease takes me to a place of future projecting. And, well, if I do get something in the mail, I hope I don't have to go to court the day I leave for my niece's wedding. This is how far I went.
Wow, you went there?
You know what I mean? Because...
Well, look what happened.
I'd have to call and cancel.
Look what happens, right? We're coming here. We're all pumped up. You get stopped, okay? And what happened as a result of that? It's forcing you to take care of it. So, God, with his great sense of humor, said, how about this one, Ken? You ain't going to take care of it? Maybe this will give you a push. And that's what happens. Things happen in our lives that I have to take care of.
Right.
And you know, and it says our inability to accept personal responsibility. We were actually creating our own problems. How about that?
That's nice.
So it removes that wall and goes.
Yeah, so if I get something in the mail, I told you I would take care of it because I don't
Well, you
wanna...
can be sure that you'll get something in the mail. He didn't say, as a matter of factly, he was
or
pretty
maybe.
He was pretty persuasive. So,
just hope you don't have to go to court there.
No, I don't think he has to go there.
It's not pretty.
No? What's it, a mob scene or something over there?
They only look at people getting arraigned in.
Where is that?
I know the feeling.
No, he said it wouldn't happen.
Been arraigned more than once.
He said Bucks County or something.
Doylestown, yeah.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah, it is. That's
yeah.
Oof. What does that mean, like, Commonwealth? Are they tougher? I got to tell our listeners, man, we damn near melted on the golf course yesterday.
Oh, right? Yes, yes.
God.
Yes.
I kept thinking, I can't wait to talk about it on the show, that we're out here, insane. It's 100 degrees. Even oh, there was. Right?
We weren't alone.
We are not alone. I heard that one before, right?
No. And
bottom
and
of the hour. Alone. You're listening to COARadio.com. Johnny Rags and Ken McDonald.
With Charles from Cali.
With Charles from Cali.
Costa Mesa.
C from C.
Costa Mesa.
C from C.
Am I pronouncing it right?
Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa.
Newport Beach. In that area.
I know. If you drive a Mercedes in Newport Beach, you're a middle class citizen. The flavor is either a Bentley or a Lotus Sprint Testarossa. Newport Beach, California.
And we got a little clip.
An addiction is alive
about
out there.
Cars from Ken McDonald.
Well. Huh? Strong and alive. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
Thailand,
so the disease doesn't
Iran.
Discriminate.
Everywhere.
Germany.
And
China.
Like Ken said, it doesn't discriminate from profession, from bums.
Not at all.
Students to teenagers these days, unfortunately.
Younger and younger.
Yeah.
So I started to tell our listeners, listening to COA Radio, to get on COARadio.com. And what's our number, Ken?
It's 609-241-7103,
John. To call in live. Give us a call. We're waiting to hear from you. And in the meantime, we're going to continue our interview with Chaz.
Thank you.
What's up, Chaz?
How you doing, John? It's good to be back, man. Good to see
you. It's good to have you back, and good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
With all our wonderful people here.
Yes, yes, a lot of support here. So tell us, Charles, what's your plan now that you're, you know, back on the East Coast and staying clean? And
well, definitely.
What kind of short-term goals do you have for yourself?
Definitely the number one plan is to work on my recovery time to start working on the steps again and to have a open line communication with my sponsor, who happens to be Johnny Rag, sitting across the table from me here.
Nice.
Wonder how that happened.
I have no idea, man. I wonder sometimes.
You probably said hi to him at a meeting. Like,
that's
greet
it.
The new guy.
That's yeah. it. Put his hand out, gave me a hug, and said, you know
nice.
What?
Nice. Welcome.
I'm here.
Who are you?
Yeah. And that's what it's all about. It's when that newcomer walks in the door and people see how slumped over his shoulders are and how pale and how sad his facial expression is, and that, you know, person with experience coming up to that newcomer and just say welcome and give that person a hug or a handshake and say, you know what, we're here to help. Anything we can do, we're here to help. And that's what this is all about. It's how are we going to help the person, the new person that's coming in that door, because the disease, it's not getting weaker, it's strengthening every day.
That's what
it
is. There's
going to be more people coming in the doors, unfortunately. And we're always going to have seats there for them. You know, we'll always have an open seat. And they had one there for me when I came in the doors.
Nice. Yeah. Did you sit down, or were you too fidgety to sit down?
No, actually, I sat down.
He was too busy sniffling.
I sat down, but I don't know that I listened the first couple times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I mean, you got to come in with an open mind, and you got to come in willing to change, accept new direction, listen to suggestions. And that's how you get clean, when you stop living the way you have lived and start to live a new way and accepting suggestions from people.
Okay.
And that's how it's worked for me in the past, and working the steps and reading the book and, you know, having friends in recovery. I've always said 95% of my friends are in recovery. And those are the strongest relationships I've had so far. By far. By far.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Most of them are.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And while you were talking, I'm thinking about the spiritual malady, the illness. You can only be treated with, the solution must be spiritual in nature. Must be.
Right. I agree.
Spiritual remedy for our malady.
So when you hear there are no musts, forget about
it. That's definitely not true.
You know, subtle commands is a better way of putting it, but there are things that we need to do.
Yeah.
To
you must
this lifestyle.
You must stop using.
Absolutely.
You must. To be able to be in the recovery process. You must.
It's a requirement.
48 must in the NA basic text. 48.
Wow. Wow. So anyway, you want to get back involved with the step process, which is good, because that gives you some freedom, because I don't think you can spend 24 hours a day in a meeting. You
not
know,
the last
so,
time I looked.
And that's one
I
thing.
Mean, maybe 5 or 6 hours a day.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what I was thinking on the way here. I was thinking again.
Before. Wait.
Yeah, before the rain delay.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And so now my listeners are going to think I'm a liar because you said that.
Nah, they wouldn't think
they
that.
Love me. They don't care. They probably got a chuckle out of it, which. That was the point.
A chuckle's good.
Yeah, it is. So you got three guys, right? We're on our way to do the show, which we love doing, you know.
Absolutely.
We've had so many great guests on here.
Yep.
And then here we are. We're like, this is a service commitment. You know, peer-to-peer, nothing in it for us except to reach people. And see all my friends at City of Angels, of course.
Of course.
Artie and... You know, I tell me your name.
Dahlia. Huh? It's
Dahlia.
Dahlia.
Dahlia's with us tonight. I forgot her name. I have to be honest. I'm sorry. Don't be offended because I forget everything. Ask them. They'll tell you. So here we are. We're pumped up. We're excited. And that's the fun in this whole thing.
Yeah.
For me, you know, with my friends on the way to do something like this. And then you hope that your friends are listening. And then you hope that they're going to call in. And then that's what makes our show. Every ingredient. Us, our guests, our staff, Artie and Dahlia, okay, who are here every week. They don't miss. And you, great listeners out there. If you're listening, give us a call, man. We'd love to talk to you. Maybe you're as excited as we are.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's great stuff, man. I mean, I really love doing this show.
Well, that's a funny thing about excitement, John. You know, excitement is kind of like contagious.
Absolutely.
You know, when one person's excited, you can kind of spread that excitement throughout a room.
Right.
You know, where, you know, we just end up really opening up and being free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of times, and you mentioned it, Charles, about the step process. The step process is about letting go. You know, letting go of that pride and ego. You know, letting go of those things that keep you by yourself or keep you at home on a couch on a Sunday night with the family because you have the family. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, not remembering the priority and your commitment to pursue this lifestyle, which requires a little bit of work, which requires some musts,
right?
You know, that you need to do if you want to experience, you know, what the fellowship really has to offer, you know, in this way of life, this lifestyle. So what other goals do you have for yourself, Charles?
You know what, Ken? I just want to get plugged back in. Get back to working hard and working on my business, and I've got some plans for the future. Hopefully to move back out to California soon.
Okay.
And get a new life started out there. Johnny and I, we're talking about possibly going out there in maybe a week or so. So I'd like to take him out to California, show him around a little bit.
We'd have to do the show, so.
We can broadcast from
we've New done York. It before. We broadcast live from nice. From nice. Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yes, yes, you did. Yeah.
And one thing I wanted to mention about what Kenneth just talked about with family. You know, if you have a family member that's struggling with addiction and you're not sure what needs to be done to get that person into treatment, or maybe at least carry a message to that person, call in and talk to Johnny, Ken, or myself, and you know, we can certainly give you advice on what needs to be done.
You know, a lot of times our advice is based on experience.
Absolutely.
You know, because we all have kids. I mean, you know, so it's not like we bypass that part of life.
Right.
That hasn't happened.
Yeah, maybe you have a friend out there that's not doing the right thing, and you'd like to see him maybe get some help. That's what we do.
You know how crazy, I want to know how crazy I am, really.
Sure.
While you were talking, I'm thinking about Peter Frampton. Because he's coming. He's coming to the Scottish Rite Auditorium. And I was thinking of that. I don't care if they cut my hair. All I want to be.
Nice.
Is by your side, yeah.
Well, that's all freedom, I want to be.
Yeah, I can't sing, but
at least you admit it.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I was there in 1976. Peter Frampton, Gary Wright. Yes, what a show that was!
I can imagine
of what I remember of
show.
JFK Stadium in old JFK Stadium in South Philly.
Not there
shake
anymore.
Me down, you wanna put me on the ground. I'm just having such a great time. This is like unbelievable. Freedom, baby, freedom,
I did, man, freedom.
Johnny, I just want to tell you that I got a text message from a friend of mine, Lori, out in Newport Beach. She says Johnny sounds scratchy.
Scratchy.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit? What's that about?
Yo, scratchy.
Scratchy. Thanks, Lori.
Hey, Lori, thank you.
Tell her I said thank you. I love her, too.
Scratchy or scrappy?
Maybe both.
Take it
scratchy
easy, all right.
Scrappy.
Don't touch nothing, all right.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's, you know, the rain delay may have put you in a little.
Might have did it.
Put him in
you
the
know, kind of.
I'm kind of thirsty. Maybe she's right.
You know, dry.
Thank her. Tell her I said thank you for that constructive criticism.
Yes. That's,
Lori, Johnny says thank you.
That's all.
Is she listening?
Yeah.
She's listening.
Give
now.
Us a call, Laura.
You didn't text that? She's listening.
She's listening.
Did she say I sounded scratchy singing? or talking?
You know what?
Yes.
Maybe a little both.
Let's clarify that.
Well, yeah, you know, clarification's good, right, Art?
Good word.
Yeah, so. Oh,
clarification.
Yeah.
Tell her to call.
Well, give her the number. 609-241-7103.
Lori, if you're listening, out of my scratchy voice, area code 609-241-7103. We're waiting for you with bated breath.
That's right. That's right. So I'm kind of like, you know.
I need one of them Halls or mentholyptus thing.
Trying to get my scratchy voice up. Because, you know, I mean, my throat got a little dry.
Must have been that rain delay.
You know what? The rain delay had a little bit of an impact, but I'm starting to get to the other side, you know, because
nice.
We actually talked about it. Full disclosure.
Absolutely. You know, now we move on.
Yeah, I mean, like.
What's next?
Yeah, what is
where
next?
Where do we go from here?
What's next for you, Charles?
I'm wheezing. That's what she's hearing.
How about that? What's next for me? You know, kind of like I said, man, I just want to move on. Start a new way to live.
Move on. Where are you going to go, Charles?
You know what? My business right now is my priority.
Okay.
I got to get my business under control and up and running again. I got some stuff I got to deal with this next week. My daughter's birthday is
nice.
On Sunday.
How old?
So she's going to be 12 years old. I look forward to spending time with her. Thank you. You know, I've been away from her now for the past 2.5-3 months. I haven't seen her in that amount of time.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a gift to her to see her dad clean and sober and
right.
drug-free.
Sure is.
And that's what I look forward to doing. You know, being a father again, that's important to me. I've screwed up many relationships in the past,
right.
going through a divorce.
Welcome.
Now. Yeah, and that's what we do. We do that well.
We do.
So, yeah, there's some things happening in the next few weeks. I got to finalize a divorce from the damage of my addiction. You know, I mistreated my wife as a drug addict and neglected her, neglected my daughter. And I think there's a lot of people out there who can relate to that and really want to find that way to have relationships again in their life and to
Absolutely.
Be able to be a parent again. That's what I look forward to doing. You know, I have a lot of love for my daughter, just being a part of her life today is enough for me to keep putting one step in front of the other.
While this dead air time, I want to say that the people I work with, Justin, Sarah, and Carolyn, they're great. Great people to work for. I just wanted to mention them on the show. Maybe I'll get Sarah to call in if I do that.
Yeah, so...
Sarah, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah, Sarah, give a call, you know. Plus, too, I mean, you know, our host here, Johnny, has a big day this week.
I don't know.
Which, you know, look, I mean, you know, we hear when, you know, people have come back for one day or 30 days or 60 days or whatever the case is. And that's our primary purpose, that we fulfill to help an addict who still suffers or an alcoholic who still suffers. But I just think it's so important when we hit different milestones in recovery. Not that it's a milestone like we've gotten
we're getting
to some
back,
kind of pinnacle place. You
pinnacle.
Know, but
it's a good gospel.
But you know, from a spiritual sense, I just think that you were able to put together, you know, what are you, 2 days shy of 6 years, John?
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, what a miracle.
It is a miracle.
Absolutely.
You know, and it falls on your home group, so, you know, that's always a special day, you know, because over the years, I mean, and you'll agree with me, I'm sure, because I've gotten to know you. I love you like a brother, so I know certain things that it's either the day before or the day after your home group. So you either have
yeah,
to wait.
Right.
A week or two. And you know what? Just to kind of piggyback off that, it happened to me my first year. And it kind of confirmed the fact that I was in the right home group.
Yeah.
Because it was so important for me to share my life with people that I just met, because this disease had taken me to a place of isolation, hopelessness, desperation. You know, John, in 6 years, man, big thing, man, big thing.
Absolutely.
The room will be packed.
You think?
You know, just by word of mouth. We're not sending invitations. Just by word of
That's
mouth,
right.
People that know and respect what's going on in your life with your recovery. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. What was it? Lori, I just wanted to put that out there to you. Give
Johnny,
a call. Congratulate Johnny.
Johnny's certainly a legend in recovery in this
Yes,
place.
I agree. Nice. I agree.
So,
yes.
A lot of people have respect
Thank
for
you.
Him.
Yeah, you know, the message will be flying, I'm sure, that day. You know, people that whose heart you've touched.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Will remember.
I'm excited. I'm excited to be there. And I love that. I mean, it's going to be all my friends.
And know? That's what's great about a celebration is somebody that's coming in new to the rooms gets to experience somebody.
Gets right. to see that,
Gets
yes.
to see that. And
it always turns into a, it's like a celebrity roast.
Pretty much.
They tell
Pretty
people,
much.
All they say all good things about the person. They don't
well,
say
I think
anything.
The roast is going to start. I think the roast has already started,
I
John.
I believe it has.
Oh, shit. You know? Because the roast is out of love.
The roast is out
respect.
Of the oven and we could eat it now?
It's out of love and respect, you know?
All right, what do you got for me, my friend? Word of the week. By
well,
Ken
you
McDonald.
Know, I mean,
you're listening to the Word of the Week,
you know,
brought to you by Ken McDonald.
I'll tell you, I mean, this
I'm
is
so crazy tonight.
Like,
I don't
know
what's
know,
going
well,
on.
I'm
here.
Trying to,
Lori, give us a call.
You know,
you're not getting away with it.
Or anybody, give us a call.
Anybody, Sarah, pick up that phone, you. Yo, what are you doing? I'm getting old over here.
Well, you know, I mean, I had to. I should bring my reading glasses in with me, but maybe 1 week, Art, little reminder. Nah, I'm,
Ken,
I'm,
would you
I'm,
like me to read it?
I'm good. You know what? I'll tell you what. I could use some help, Charles.
Okay.
You know, if you don't mind.
Of course.
But I'll tell you the word of the week I picked out today, and we haven't ever used it, but it's
okay.
a word that we always hear. But what kind of brought this word to focus to me was what happened today.
The rain delay.
The rain delay, kind okay. of, and, you know. I think you'll like the word.
I know. The word of the week is reality, and it says about reality is the conjectured state of things as they actually exist, rather than as they may appear or might be imagined. In a wider definition, reality includes everything that is and has been, whether or not it is observable or comprehensible.
Wow.
Nice.
That's deep.
It is deep.
Good word.
But I thought it was fitting.
Yeah,
you know,
we never used that.
Yeah,
because none of us,
reality,
none of us have any idea about reality. That's
well,
your,
at least,
your
at
reality,
least
Charles.
Not in our active addiction. There was no reality for me in my active addiction.
It was an illusion.
It was an illusion, absolutely. And to be able to live in reality and have expectations for myself today is a fantastic feeling. And that's again, I keep saying how great it is to be in recovery and be able to live that lifestyle. And not have to pretend anymore to be something that I wasn't. Or
And that's painful.
And that's painful, yeah. It's very painful. To be able to live in reality today and to be the person that I am and see myself laugh over funny things, be able to pick up a phone and talk to friends over meaningful conversations.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about for me today. That's what it's about.
Good.
I don't have to put up that front anymore.
Right.
Be who you are. It's called humility. You know, humble existence. How can you ask for help if you're somebody else? You know what I mean? You know, in between your ears I'm talking about. I mean, if yeah, how can you ask for help if you think you don't need it? Because you think
you don't
need it.
Or if you think you know everything.
There you go, the other side of the coin.
The
I
know
this.
Syndrome.
I like that.
Or
I
if
know.
You think you know,
I know
everything. Of course, yeah. I know. You know, those are easy words. I know. That's one way that you don't get to look at yourself, is when you get to hear that I know.
Yeah, Dallas. Plus the conversation ends, too, because why do you want to have a conversation if you already know?
If you already
There's
know.
Nothing to talk about.
That's right.
Funny thing about reality continues to be real.
Yes, it does.
Whether we accept it or not.
Yeah. What color is the sky in your
world? You know,
right now? Blue.
He's mad as a horn.
No, not at all. I'm really calming down now.
Good, good.
Yeah.
You getting to that place?
I'm getting to
my
that place,
favorite place,
yes.
What is it?
Self-acceptance.
No.
Tranquility. It's a tranquil place.
Where did the astronauts land? The sea of tranquility. So they say. It was probably a hoax.
Right.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, that is. That is a whole other show. So, Charles.
Johnny.
We're starting to wind down here.
Okay.
Boy, good. That was a fast hour.
That was a fast
10
show.
Minutes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it
always.
Does.
Yeah. Always.
That's why it didn't fly when we were sitting in the car.
No, that drug on for a while. Man.
I hate keep going back there, yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. We were wondering if we were having to go somewhere at the end of the night, if we'd have to go pick you up somewhere. We were starting to get worried.
I know. You were. I was, too.
Yeah.
You know, one of these weeks we're going to have somebody on the show that plays the guitar. Because that sits there every week, if you notice.
It was there last week.
Yeah. It's always here.
You might just have to find somebody that knows how to play the guitar.
No?
You're a singer, I bet.
I bet she could belt out a couple times.
You started what?
Before I started smoking cigarettes, I used to say.
Really?
So yeah. We're all getting a little horsey now and raspy, right?
Horses. I like the horses.
I didn't say horses. I said
horsey. You said horsey. You got pajamas with little horsies on?
Little horsies on them, yeah. Little rainbows and unicorns.
One of us followed in the building here. It's a silly show tonight. Bear with us. We're just a little crazy.
Yeah, it's all good, though. You
Chaz,
know.
One word to describe your life right now.
One word. Amazing.
That was quick. Amazing. People usually sit there.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I'm...
All right, yeah. What's yours?
Anxious this week.
Anxious.
Okay.
Anxious because we have a council meeting tomorrow.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Right, where some major decisions are going to be made.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, Art. That's a good thing. So.
Council meeting here.
2090 Greenwood Avenue, Trenton, New Jersey.
Did everybody get that? 2090 Greenwood Avenue, Trenton, New Jersey. What time?
6:30.
Now, do you know anything about the Angels, when they're playing again? Or
Angels have a doubleheader next Sunday. First game's at 9 a.m.
And that's at the same field. What's that field?
That is the Trenton Catholic Academy on Cruiser Road.
Trenton Catholic Academy, Trooper Road?
Cruiser Road.
Who? You got it. Join us for watching our Angels fight and win. One word.
Worthwhile.
Worthwhile. Two syllables. I like it.
One word, though.
One word, yeah. Well, it's going to take me a little bit to come up with one. That's why I saved the last 5 minutes of the show for myself.
Right. Well, yeah, no problem with that. So.
We're waiting for two things. One, for Lori to call. And two, for me to wrap it up.
Lori, if you're listening, please call so Johnny will get off his Lori kicked in.
We're going to sit here till midnight until you call.
I mean, Steve, you know, Flores, like, you know, listening.
She can call next week.
Yeah.
Of course, there's no time like the present, but
that's
we do
right.
have options here. So
for the people who did want to call in today, but maybe we're a little too scared to call in, there is always next week.
Scary?
Yeah. Like Artie said, that's another show.
We're so
welcoming, and we encourage the importance of dialing 10
digits. But, you know, when you're out there in your addiction and you're a little nervous about talking about recovery and maybe not sure if that's what you really want now.
Mm-hmm.
So Lori's asking for the number. Lori, the number is 609 241 7103. And a quick shout out to Steve in Costa Mesa. I love you, brother. And I hope to see you soon. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you, man.
Lori, don't be shy. Give it a try.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing, like what Charles just said, because, you know, a good friend of mine actually sent his son to my home group on Friday, and he sat next to me. Wow. And he's sort of like at this place where he doesn't know if he belongs with us, like that denial phase, you know what I mean? And I only smoke pot every day, and I was like, oh, okay. You know, I guess that's socially acceptable to some degree.
I'm thinking it is. You know, the decriminalization of it.
But then some other things. Other
decriminalizing.
Other things I had heard.
In a lot of states. Legal in Colorado.
That's right.
Right. California.
Oh, there we go.
Here we go.
COA, you're on the air.
Hi. It's Lori calling from Costa Mesa, California.
Hi, Lori.
How are you? Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. How are you?
Be good.
How you doing?
Excellent. I'm doing.
I like that.
I'm sober and happy.
Beautiful.
And my life is amazing.
Like
boy, I love your enthusiasm. You should have called in a half hour ago.
You know what? I couldn't understand, Johnny. I'm sorry. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I told you she's an amazing woman.
She is incredible.
Incredible.
You
know,
can you be on the show next week?
I have masters in Newport Beach for birthday cake. It's a butter cake, and we're going to take you.
All right, cool.
When you come out here.
Can you understand me now?
I can now. Yeah, okay. It was distorted. I had my neighbors butter come over, and we were all listening. We couldn't understand you, Johnny. Sorry about that.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sorry I didn't come across clear. Did you hear me singing?
No, I'm sorry. Would you sing again, please?
I don't know now. I mean,
come on now.
The pressure's on, my brother.
It is on.
Yes, it is. The game.
See, I'm
is
glad
on.
I'm on the radio. So if I was on TV, you'd be able to see me blushing. But
no, you're not blushing, Johnny.
Yes, I am. Stop it.
You're not.
Stop it.
I wouldn't
stop
lie to
it.
You.
Stop it.
You're not blushing.
So we got a few minutes. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Actually, I'm happy. I'm sober. I helped somebody else today. She told me that she wanted to get sober, so I took her to a doctor and took her to an IOP program, tried to get her inpatient, and she wasn't ready to do that. So I spent the day with her.
Well, that's great.
We'll see what happens.
We are addressing the heroin epidemic right now. As we speak, the radio station is trying to reach people because this City of Angels, this organization does that. Like, they address the families, they do family education, which is a big problem in the whole epidemic thing. We tried to get the Narcan with law enforcement, so that's happening as we speak.
We're getting pulled over, though.
No, not as we're getting pulled over, like happened
right,
on the way
the
here
delay.
Tonight.
We're back at the rain delay.
So we had a rain delay at the start of the show, so we were a half hour.
Okay.
After.
You know, I was talking to somebody else. He has a little bit of time, and I guess one of the things that she was out on the East Coast, and one of the things that they do is they have that Narcan available when they're getting high, just in case.
Right.
Safe.
Yeah, it is available.
With them while they're getting high, just in case. So that's
some rain in his bag.
Yikes! Pretty serious.
You know he's an addict when he's carrying. A
People
thing
are
Narcan
all dying. He got Narcan with him. He put a box of Narcan on the table there.
Right.
That's our Andrew. Say hi, Art.
Hi. How are you?
That's Lori. Lori,
hi,
that's Lori. Artie. He's our.
Hi, Art.
He's our brand new engineer. And he's doing a fine job. So give it a little clap for him.
All right, Artie.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called. We're happy to have you. I'm going to get you on the show one of these
weeks. We'll get her out here one day.
Yeah.
We'll get her out.
Is that right?
And by the way, I saw
it. I'd be honored.
Yeah. We could do it like this, too. You can call in. But I saw your picture, and you're very pretty.
Thank
and
you.
Gorgeous.
That's very nice of you.
And I can't wait to meet you.
Likewise. And,
thank you.
And happy birthday, Johnny.
Thank you.
Good. Lori, thanks for calling. I love
you. Lori, thank you very much.
And I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you again, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks. All right, have a good rest of your night.
All right,
absolutely.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that was Lori from California.
She finally called.
Well, you know what? No time like the present.
That's right.
Up to the plate, she I'm did. Thinking.
Never up, never in.
That's it. It's just like a...
Hey, Steve.
Look good, feel good, play good.
When you're putting for birdie, never up, never in.
That's right.
You never need
speaking of putting for birdie, I'll be putting for birdie tomorrow.
Yes, you will. Very
I will be out on the Wedgewood Golf Course tomorrow. Come by and see me.
100% humidity.
Beautiful. It couldn't get any better than that.
Well, you could, but...
Come by and see me. I got some new autograph pictures I'll give you. Artie's the best. We got his picture. I don't know what he's doing in them pictures, but I got some from him, too. So, thanks for listening. Thanks, Charles, for being on the show.
My pleasure.
We appreciate it. Free gifts on the way out. So
I'll be sure to look for
it. Don't forget you get your Botany 500 gift certificate.
I'll be sure to look
right,
for it.
Right. No, I thought we were giving away suit coupons this week.
Maybe. Did he call you? He was supposed to call, but I don't know.
But look, let's not bypass your one word that describes your life.
I know.
You were kind of like... You're part of the...
I tried to get away with
you. You're part of the team. System. You know what I mean?
Renewal.
Okay. All right. Good. Good.
Fresh.
Team. Well, we said one, Johnny.
Well, I make the rules. I'm the host. All right.
It's good to be king. Renewed, fresh, or fresh?
No. I was going to say. You know what I was going to say? In the trenches. But that's a phrase. That's not a one word.
Yeah. Maybe next year we'll move on to phrases as our. You know, language kind of gets better with all this. We'll have to talk to Howard Stern.
Let's see what he gets.
Howard's been busy. He's been on location the last couple of months. But, you know, maybe we'll get through. We'll see. Yeah. Right, Art?
Check him out. So, thanks again.
Hey, thanks for
having
me.
It's our pleasure to have you.
You know, it's been...
Kenny, great job. Artie, Dahlia. Thank you all.
It's been fun.
You all make this possible. All I do is come and sit down in a chair and sound good. Sometimes. So join us next week. You reach me at JRaggio at Addiction. Oh, shit. at TreatmentConnections.com. So if you have any questions, you want to be on a show, or you want to see a certain show, give us a call at COA Radio and... Yeah, COARadio.com. I said it a few times. Artie reminded me to do it again, which he's on top of things. I got don't touch nothing, Art. Until next week, thank you, everyone, for listening, and be well.